弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我仍然跟今天的孩子们有一个挑战，因为今天的信息太重要了。
I still like to challenge the children here because this message is very important.
请你们回家考你们爸爸妈妈，也让你们爸爸妈妈考考你们。
Would you please go home and check with your parents and each other?
不是因为我讲的好，是因为这一段的圣经对一个基督徒想过得胜的生活。是非常关键的一章圣经。
It's not because I can preach well, but this message is so crucial to our Christian life.
你们可以将来一辈子忘掉我，但是主的话千万不能忘掉。
You can forever forget about me, but do not forget about God's word.
这段圣经太重要了。
Because this message is so important.
开始的时候讲一个小小的故事。
I would like to start with a story.
有一天有一个毒蝎子啊，那个 scorpion。
One day there was a scorpion.
他要出去办事，要过一条河。
And then he had to go across a river to do something.
那你知道他不会游泳，所以但是他又需要到河的对岸去办事。
It cannot swim, but yet it has to cross the river.
这时候看到一只青蛙，他就过来拜托那个青蛙。
So he saw a frog, so he came to beg the frog.
他说能不能求你把我带过河去
？Please help me to cross the river.
青蛙说你开什么玩笑，我怎么敢带你？
Frog says, "Are you kidding me? No way."
你这个人最喜欢这个叫什么责人啊？我如果在河中你把我一折，我不就完蛋了
？If you spin me in the middle of the river, I'll be dead.
那个毒蝎子跟他说：“你怎么这么笨呢？我如果折你的话，我们两个都淹死了，我怎么会折你呢
？”The scorpion says, "How do you think I can be so stupid? If I sting you, then both of us would die."
这青蛙想想也有道理，好吧，上来吧。
So the frog says, "That makes sense. Okay, get on."
青蛙游啊游到一半的时候，那个毒蝎子在背后狠狠咬了他一口。
But then in the middle of the river, the scorpion really sting him.
那个青蛙就很痛苦的，他知道他要死了。他说：“你为什么要咬我？”
So the frog was so perplexed. He said, "Why did you do that?"
你咬了我，你不是一样要淹死吗
？If you kill me, you will die too.
他说：“我知道，但是我的本性就是爱咬人。”
I know that, but it's out of my nature. I cannot.
我没有办法抗拒，我不咬你。
I just cannot help it. I had to sting you.
弟兄姊妹，类似的经历在我们生活里面有没有？
Do we have a similar experiences in our life?
我们立了多少志向，说我再也不要发脾气了。
We have so many desires and wills that we will never throw a temper tantrum again.
但是那个脾气好像你踩到地雷一样，它嘣一下就炸起来。
But then our temper is just like a mine; it will just explode in due time.
我们立过多少的志向，不要再说消极论断人的话。
We will so many times never to judge again.
我们一次两次偶尔得胜。
And once or twice, we might have occasion victory.
有一天，好像突然那个觉得急的河一样，这个水流得比从前还厉害。
But one day it will just outburst, and it will be more serious than ever before.
很多时候，我们觉得我们的心情，希望它能够积极起来，不要那么死沉。
Sometimes we wish we could be more positive instead of passive.
但是我们就是快乐不起来。
But we cannot just cheer ourselves up.
又跟电池刚才讲的一样，有的时候我们知道不应该骄傲，不应该自我欣赏了。
Just like our sister Nancy shared, sometimes we know that it's not good for us to love ourselves so much.
居然开车还忍不住看自己的成绩单。
But then she just couldn't help but take looking at her paper even while she was driving.
她都没跟我讲，所以回家要加法处理。
She didn't tell me before, but I have to deal with her when.
她刚才讲的时候，我就想起来我从前跟你们讲过的，有一只跳蚤跟一只大象过一个独木桥，过一条木桥。
So I remember the story. One time, an elephant and a flea, they both would have to cross a.
他们走那个桥的时候，大象很重，走得震天假响的。
And then when they crossed the bridge, the elephant was making a big sound.
一过了桥以后，那个跳蚤摸摸象，他说：“哎呦，我们两个真是不得了！你看，我们过个桥，把桥搞成这个样子。”
And then after they crossed the bridge, then the flea says, "Look at us! We made such a big scene while we crossed the bridge."
你们都知道这个骄傲何等的好笑哈。
So we all know how ridiculous is our pride.
那我们的肉体就是喜欢骄傲。
But then our flesh just like to take pride.
我们就是喜欢发脾气。
And we just like to throw a temper.
有一些东西我们好像不能不看。
And we cannot help but looking at something.
有些的话我们好像不能不说。
And some words we just cannot help but saying.
有一些思想好像我们不能不去想它。
And then some thoughts we just cannot stop.
有一些事情我们不能不去做它。
Or some things we just have to do it.
圣经上讲到那个少年人被淫妇诱惑的时候。
the Bible describes when a young man is seduced by a prostitute.
好像牲畜走向宰杀之场，但是他没有办法抗拒，他就是去了。
It's just an animal going to the slaughter's house, but then they just cannot help it.
弟兄姊妹，这常常是我们里面的情形。
And that's often our situation within.
圣经上所有神儿女们最熟的一节圣经是约翰福音三章十六节。
The verse that we are most familiar is John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至对不对？
God loves the world and so and so.
但是我觉得另外一节大概排行榜第二名的。
But then I would say the second most popular verse.
就是这个罗马书第七章十八节，那一日行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18. It is I can will to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
弟兄姊妹，这常常是神儿女们一个无奈的叹息。
A lot of times it's just our sigh. We
help
sigh.
保罗说我真是苦啊，谁能够救我脱离呢？
And then Paul claims that what a wretched man I am, who can deliver me from this body of sin?
这一个叹息和这一个呼喊，我相信是每一个认真想走主道路的人都一定会有的。
I'm sure this is also the cry for all who are seriously walking on this way.
如果在我们里面从来没有这样子的叹息，从来没有这样子痛苦的呼喊，弟兄姊妹，我们是在一个危机的里面。
If we never experienced this cry, we never felt it, we are probably in a crisis.
连保罗这么得胜的基督徒，他都说我真是苦啊，谁可以救我？
Even a victor like Paul, he would still say, what a wretched man I am, who can save me?
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的是需要主在我们的身上给我们一个大的释放和拯救。
So we really need this great freedom and salvation for us.
我们不希望常常看见自己都是一直重蹈覆辙的失败软弱。
We do not want to see ourselves keep repeating the same failures and weaknesses.
主既然应许我们，我们自由了，我们就应该真自由。
If the Lord promised that we are free, we shall be free indeed.
主既然告诉我们，凡从神生的就不犯罪，那为什么我们还常常活在罪恶的辖制里呢？
If the Lord promised that anyone who is born of God will not sin, how come we're still bound in sin?
主既然应许我们，他要给我们生命，叫我们得到更丰盛的生命，为什么我这么软弱呢？
If the Lord promised that He will give us abundant life, how come I'm still so weak?
所以我说今天早上的这篇信息非常的重要，弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I say this message this morning is so important.
我上次说三堂要连着听啊，我万一今天讲不完，过三个礼拜还要再讲。
If I cannot finish this week, then after 3 weeks we shall continue.
大家记不记得我上一次带的 两瓶水给大家看？
Do you remember the two?
你不用拿。
The two bottles I brought you.
本来它是一个非常清澈透明的一瓶水。
It was a bottle of clear water.
预表亚当受造的时候，神给了他一个没有罪的生命。
It represents the sinless life that God created when.
但是没有罪的生命跟圣洁荣耀的生命是不同的。
But a sinless life is still different from a holy life.
因为圣洁和荣耀是神的性情。假装这瓶橘子汁预表神。
Because honor and godliness is the nature of God.
所以我们原来的器皿是一个干净无罪的器皿。
So originally we inherited this clean and sinless vessel.
神的旨意是叫我们吃生命树的果子，接受他的生命做生命，让他的荣耀圣洁性情成为我们的性情。
And God's will for us was that we will take, we'll eat the fruit of the tree of life, so that we will have this life from God.
但是在那件事情发生之前，撒旦就进来诱惑的人。
But before that happened.Satan came to tempt man.
所以罪从一个人就进了这个世界。
So sin entered into this world through one man.
也因着一个人的悖逆，罗马书第五章告诉我们的，我们就都被组织成为罪人 ，constitute 成为一个 sinner.
Romans chapter 5 tells us because of one person's disobedience, we all have been constituted a sinner.
所以罪的生命在我们的里面现在。
So now this sinful life is in us.
它不再是一个干净的了。
It is no longer clean.
而且我们越跟这个罪性调和的时候，我们这个人就越不干净。
The more we mingle with this sinful life, the more unclean we become.
不要说我们没有办法跟神的荣耀性情有份。
Let alone we partake the holy life of God.
连我们想成为一个无罪的生命， 过无罪的生活都不可能。
It's impossible and hopeless for us to live a sinless life.
啊，不仅仅讲到人类的本质已经被改变了。
Not only that, our nature has been changed.
弟兄姊妹，从这个犯罪铸造的生命里面，所有出来的生活表现言行，它都带着罪的本质。
Anything out of this old self has the nature of sin in it.
所以它容易伤到别人。
So it's easily to hurt.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们今天在这个地上生活最苦的都还不是物质方面？
Therefore, the most pain that we suffer is not of material lacking.
我们受苦最深的差不多都是跟人之间的关系。
The things that hurt us the most are related to people.
因为人堕落了。
Because man has fallen.
就连相爱的夫妻彼此相处的时候。
Even couples that love each other.
什么时候我们就造生命出来的时候。
Whenever our self comes out,
我们常常造成对方的伤害。
We often hurt each other.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天要讲的。
And this is something we talk about today.
神叫我们得胜。
God wants us to be victorious.
不是光解决我们这个生命所犯的罪行而已。
It's not only to undo the sin acts that we have done.
从我们里面洒出来的水带着腐蚀性，会伤到人，会伤到自己。
It is true that water spilled out of the bottle can be hurtful.
也会伤到神。
And then it will hurt ourselves, hurt people, and hurt God.
而这一切罪的行为，借着基督的宝血，我们得到赦免。
And all these behaviors of sin has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
但今天的关键是在于我们的生命没有真实的改变。
But then the root cause is that our life, the nature has not been changed.
不管你怎样立志行善。
So it doesn't matter how much you will.
就刚跟刚刚开始讲的那只毒蝎子一样。
Just like that scorpion.
他不仅仅立志说我决定不咬你。
Not only that he will, he promised that he will not sting.
他甚至知道我咬了他，我就跟他一同灭亡。
He even knows that if I sting him, then I will die with him too.
这就跟我们一样，很多时候我们不是不知道那是一个罪，我们不该做。
Just like us, a lot of times we know that it is sin and that we should not do it.
而且很多时候我们知道我们做了，我们会带下来一个严重的结果，可能审判跟管教要临到我们。
And we also know that there's consequence and judgment associated with the sin.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们仍然做了。
But yet we still go ahead.
立志为善，由得我。
Because I can will to do good.
只是行出来由不得我。
But I cannot carry the law.
这是我们今天早上要来讲的，怎么样子能够 overcome 这个最大的问题。
Therefore, we want to see how we can overcome this greatest problem.
我们请读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章，我们先看十二节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 12.
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。十四节。
Verse 14.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。十六节。
Verse 16.
若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承认律法是善的。好，我们读十八节
18
一直到二十五节
through 25,
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我也知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律。啊，我想从二十一节一直到二十五节，弟兄姊妹可能读的会有点迷迷糊糊的，好多律。
I thought you might be confused while reading from verse 21 through 25.
等一下我会稍微解释归纳一下，罗马书七章一共讲到了四个律。
I will summarize with you. There are four spiritual laws mentioned in Romans chapter 7.
等我讲完以后，我们就一起来背它。现在先不用背，我们来看第五个律，罗马书第八章。
Let's look at the fifth spiritual law, Romans 8.
我想我们从第一节读到第九节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 9.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。好，我们最后再读十二节跟十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。十三、十四节是我们今天要背的啊，所以我们好不好再读一次啊？弟兄们，这样看来啊，十二、十三节，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。好，那刚才我们讲过了，那一个无奈的叹息和那个痛苦的呼喊，是我们每一个人都有的。
We just mentioned that we all had that hopeless and helpless cry and sighing.
那一个叹息就是立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
And that sigh is that I can will to do good, but I cannot carry that.
而那一个痛苦的呼喊就是我真是苦啊，谁可以救我呢？
And that painful cry is what a wretched man I am. Who can save me?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上神的救恩何等的全备。
But yet God's salvation is so complete.
他决定能够救我们。
Absolutely, it can help us.
这样的叹息和这样的呼喊，我知道很多基督徒终其一生都在这里呼喊和叹息。
I know that many Christians they have the sighing and crying all their life.
但是我们求神，我实在求弟兄姊妹们，我们讲的、听的，都在主面前有一个谦卑的心。
But I pray that we all have a humble heart before God when we listen.
让我们不仅仅听懂、搞懂这些真理。
Not only that we will understand.
而让圣灵真把我们带到他的真理里面去。
But may the Holy Spirit lead us into this truth.
约翰福音告诉我们说，真理的圣灵来，他要把我们带进一切的真实。
The Gospel according to John tells us that the Spirit of truth shall lead us into all truth.
只有我们真进到了这个罗马书这七章八章里面的得胜的秘诀，
unless,
我们才可能过得胜的生活。
Unless we really enter into this secret of victory, we will not be able to live a victorious life.
上次我们讲六章的时候，特别讲到六章重在我们客观的地位跟同时的事实。
We mentioned that Romans chapter 6 talks about our objective position and the fact of being crucified with Christ.
而我们刚才读的第八章呢，告诉我们主观的经历和我们在圣灵里面那个得胜的情形。
And Romans chapter 8 tells us this subjective experience and this condition of being victorious.
而这中间插进了罗马书第七章。
And then in between them, there's Romans 7.
因为它是太重要的一章。
It's such an important chapter.
就跟你从一楼要到三楼去，你必须经过二楼一样。
Just like you have to pass through second floor when you want to go from first to third.
所以当我们要从基督所完成，在十字架上所完成的那个伟大的客观的救恩里面，要进到主观的享受和得胜的时候。
Just like if we want to enter from the objective truth of God's salvation into the subjective experience.
那有一个台阶我们要经过，就是罗马书七章的启示和认识。
There's this middle step that we have to go through, and that is the revelation of chapter 7.
我没有时间罗马书七章全读，但是我在这里把第七章讲的这四个律简单的把它讲出来。
We have no time to read it, but I will briefly summarize the four spiritual laws mentioned in this chapter.
那我们首先先定义一下什么叫做律。
First, let's define what is a law.
律就是你当你符合它发生的条件的时候，它就一定发生那个现象，它一成不变。
The law means that if you meet the condition, the result will come, and that it never changes.
啊，最简单的律是什么
？What's the easiest law？
啊，地心吸力，对不对
？That's the law of gravity.
啊，你只要脚离开了一个踏的地方的话，你就一定往下掉。
So if you leave your support, then you will fall.
你如果从旧金山的十层楼走出去，你一定掉到地上去。
If you walk out of the 10th floor, then you will fall.
我们跑到台北或北京去走出去，你一样掉下去的。
And the same thing will happen in Taipei or in Beijing.
你早晨走会掉，晚上走一样掉。
And it will happen whether it's in the morning or at night.
你心情好的时候走会掉，心情不好也掉。
And it happens regardless of your mood.
啊，你男人走会掉，女人走也会掉。
Or your sex.
弟兄姊妹，一成不变。
It never changes.
它一定发生。
It will happen.
那虽然有的时候我们如果抗拒这个律，或是我们会好像会暂时得胜一下。
Sometimes if we resist this law, we might experience temporary victory.
但是非常的勉强，而且不能持久的。
But it will not last.
举一个很简单的例子。
For example,
你可以把一个不要讲五十磅好了，二十磅的米举起来。
You can lift up a bag of 20 pounds rice.
当你举着它的时候，它好像没有往下掉。
When you lift it up, it doesn't fall, right?
弟兄姊妹，你要用你天然的力量。肉体的力量去抗拒那个律的时候，你不能持久。
But then you're resisting this gravity with your natural strength, and you will not last.
也许我十分钟就受不了了。
Maybe it will only last me 10 minutes.
我们威廉弟兄是参加奥运的，算他一个钟头好了。
So maybe a brother William will last an hour.
他摇头不止，他算三个钟头好了。
And then he shakes hands. Okay, 3 hours.
他还是会酸的。
But still, he will be tired.
那个得胜是暂时而且是勉强的。
Because that victory is very temporary.
就跟一个弟兄从前坐三轮车到教会去的时候。
Just like a brother used to ride on the a carriage.
那个三轮车车夫为了车钱跟他在那边搞不愉快，路上在吵。
And the driver will argue during the negotiation of the price.
那个弟兄后来跟别人讲，他说如果我不是来教会，我是回家的路上的话，我就跟他一定大吵一顿。
And then the brother says, if I were on the way home instead of coming to church, I would have a big fight with him.
因为到教会不好意思大吵，人家一看，哎呦，你是基督徒，还跟我那样吵架。
Because I was embarrassed to argue with him, and then he found out my destination is church.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个得胜是勉强的。
But then that victory is so unnatural.
那有的人他说你弟兄啊，你在爱里面说诚实话，你跟我讲任何话，我都接受你的教证。
Some people might say, brother, tell me the truth, and then I will receive anything you say in love.
你终于鼓足勇气告诉了他一两点，还不敢讲太多。
So finally, you have the courage and you say just one or two things instead of everything.
他好像也很谦卑接受了。
It seems that he accepted it humbly.
可能回家一路上都在不高兴。
But then he probably held grudges all the way back home.
你凭什么这样说我？
Why do you say that?
我越讲 越不甘心啊！你这样误会了我嘛
？You totally misunderstand me.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们的这个外面的得胜，表面的得胜，常常都是人工出来的。
So our victory a lot of times are very artificial.
它不能持久的。
It will not last.
就像我说的，你不发脾气，你不能持久的。
Just like you might hold your temper, but you will not last.
我们不骄傲，我们不能持久的。
We might keep a humble face, but it will not last.
就像你醒着的时候不骄傲，你做梦都会梦到骄傲的。
Even if you are humble when you are awake, you might be prideful when you are sleeping.
那很多的时候，我们在那里顺从肉体的律的时候，那个管教跟拦束没有发生，并不代表你现在是在得胜的情形。
A lot of times we follow the law of our flesh, and then we don't see any punishment. But that doesn't mean that you're victorious.
有一个人有一天他想自杀，试试看自杀，他从十楼跳出去。
One day, someone wanted to try to commit suicide, so he jumped off the 10th floor.
啊，这是笑话了，你不要紧张。
This is a joke.
当他掉到二，穿过二楼的时候，他的同事问他说 ，How did you feel? 你感觉怎么样
？So when he passed through the second floor, and then his friend asked him, How do you feel now?
他说我到目前为止都感觉很好 ，So far so good.
And then he said, So far so good.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里顺从肉体的律。在他的掌握底下，虽然也许你没有马上受到很严重的伤害。
So when we follow the law of the flesh, we might not have the harm immediately.
他的结局是可见的。
But then, the result is can be expected.
圣经上告诉我们，随从肉体而行，顺着肉体而行，他的结局就一定是死。
Because the Bible tells us anyone who follows the law of the flesh will die.
早晚我们要经历到失败和死亡的笼罩。
Sooner or later, we will experience failure and death.
好，所以我们现在要来讲哈，我们需要认识这几个律。
So we need to know these laws.
免得我们重复失败。
So that we do not repeat our failures.
免得，尤其当我讲完的时候，你们一定会晓得说，哎呀，原来我那样子也是我失败的原因。
Hopefully, after we talk about it, we can see our reasons of failure.
我原来以为只有我。不顺服神放纵肉体的时候是我失败的原因
Before we might think only when we let go of our flesh then we will fall
那圣经上已经告诉我们连我们想要做好都是我们失败的原因了
But then the Bible tells us even when we try to do good that can still cause us to fail
这就是为什么我们说我们跟我们所传的福音 跟其他宗教最大的不同
And that is the greatest difference between our gospel and other religions
其他宗教都在劝人为善。
Other religions all try to make people to do good.
但是圣经这么清楚地告诉我们，我们可以立志行善，但是做出来由不得我们。
But the Bible tells us clearly that we can will to do good, but we cannot carry it out.
所以我们需要的不是教主，我们需要的是一个救主。
So we do not need a founder of a religion, but we need a savior.
我花几分钟把这个四律简单解释一下。
I want to explain to you the four spiritual laws.
那在这里呢先讲罗马书七章的四个律我们再讲第八章第五个律
We will first go through the four spiritual laws in chapter 7 of Romans
我在这边画的中间画了一条紫色的线啊，这是一个分别界线
So that is a dividing line, the purple line
下面表示我们是属肉体啊，属乎肉体圣经上的用圣经的话属乎肉体的局面
Anything under the purple line is of the flesh
那在这条线以上的呢是讲到我们随从圣灵换句话说我们是属乎灵的情形
And anything above the line is of the spirit
这个分别界线就是十字架分别的界线
And that dividing line is the cross
所以我们今天要想办法的就是我们怎么样子能够活在圣灵中我们才可能得胜
So our way today is how we live in the spirit so we can be victorious
好我们现在就来看圣经上所讲的这几个律我们看第一个律
Let's look at the first law.
刚才罗马书第七章告诉我们说律法和诫命是圣洁、公义和良善的。
Romans chapter 7 tells us that God's law is holy, righteous, and good.
而到了十六节呢，他又说律法是属乎灵的。
And then also the law is spiritual.
所以律法的真正的意义，它其实是属乎灵的，它不是字句，不是死的。
So law is not of the written code, it's not dead, but it's of the spirit.
那么到了十六节以后呢，他就说我应该承认律法是善。
And then so verse 16 says we have to admit that the law is good.
那这个律呢，有一个特点呢，就是主耶稣在马太福音在马太福音第五章十八节，主说我实实在在的告诉你们，天地都可以废去，我的。话一点一滴都不能废去。
That's why in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says, "The heaven and earth will go away, but not my words."
弟兄姊妹，天地都可以过去的。
Heaven and earth can pass away.
不管那是几亿年、几百万年，
whether、
它都会过去。
Whether it's of millions of years, it will pass away.
但是主说，我的律法一点一滴不可以废掉。
But then Jesus says, "My laws and my words will not be passed away."
这是一个永远不更改的。
And it will never change.
神的要求
That is God's requirement.
神对人的期望
And God's expectation to man.
是圣洁、公义、良善
It's to holy, righteous, and good.
主耶稣在约翰福音十二章四十八节告诉人家说：“你们如果弃绝我，我不审判你们。”
John chapter 12 tells us, Jesus says, I will not judge you even if you forsake me.
但是将来有审判你的，就是我的话在末日要来审判你。
But on that day, the words I have spoken will judge you.
所以不仅仅主的这个律法一点一滴都不会改变。
Not only that, the law will never change.
而且我们将来我们每一个人都要去见神。
But on that day when we all go to see God,
神那一天是要用他的律法来衡量我们。
That day we will all be measured by His law.
而律法的整个的总结就在基督的身上，他用他儿子来衡量我们。
And yet all the Jesus summarized God's law, so He will measure us with Jesus.
所以第一个律是永远不改变的。
So this is the first law that never changed.
我们可以妥协，神不妥协。
We can compromise, but God never.
你可以说谁不犯那个罪啊？现在谁不从公司拿点东西啊？你可以去讲，但是神的法则永远不改变。
You can give all sorts of reasons to judge, to justify your behavior, but God's law never changes.
因为将来审判我们的是神所说的话。
Because on that day, it's God's words that will judge us.
我们现在来看第二个律。
Now let's look at the second law.
那弟兄姊妹回家的时候，请你们把第七章这几节圣经好好读，好，你慢慢去找出它来。
I hope that you will go home and read chapter 7 carefully and find these laws.
啊，在21节他说，我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。
Verse 21 and 22 says, I find this at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law.
换一句话说，圣经上在这里告诉我们，在我的里面有一个想要为善的律。
In another words, the Bible is telling us in ourselves there's this law that we want to do good.
这个律我们把它叫第二个律。
So we call this the second law.
所以在23节他说，我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律，这个心中的律就是我们现在所说的第二个。
And this is the law that mentioned in verse 23, the law of the mind.
就是心中想要为善的律。
The law of the mind that wants to do good.
就是我们里面想要做好。
We want to do good.
有没有人从来没有立过志的？
Anyone who never take a vow or will?
一定有，对不对？
Of course, we all have.
特别12月31号。
Especially December, on December 31st.
特别做了什么对不起太太的事被抓到了。
Especially when we are guilty of something.
特别考试拿了三个 C, 四个 F 回家的时候。
Or especially when we failed our test.
弟兄姊妹，我们都会立志。
And then we will.
那么我们最常立的是什么志呢？
What's the will that we often make?
你有没有想过？
Have you thought about it?
要再发脾气。
That we'll never do something again.
那可能脾气就真的就是我们肉体中最突出的点。
That if our temper is something that bothers us the most, then that would be the one.
我们如果立志要把房间收干净，表示房间乱七八糟是常常你的毛病。
If we make the will that will clean up that room, then maybe our room, the messiness in our room is the most problem.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们最常立的是什么？
So what is the will that we often make?
那第三个问题。
And the third question is,
到底你的立志，你的心愿，平常平均寿命多长？
What's the average of your resolution?
一个礼拜。
One week.
五天。
Five days.
两个月。
Two months.
三年。
Three years.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己有自己的答案吧。
We all have our own answers.
我们里面都想做好。
We all want to do good.
当我们看了一本书，书上有很好的 idea, 我们就想去做。
When we read a good book, we want to follow the good idea.
当我们听了一篇很好的信息，我们回家就想来顺服主。来过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
When we heard a good sermon, and we want to resolve to follow the sermon and to do good.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们里面想要去做好。
And it's all because we delight in God's law.
这是圣经里面讲到的第二个律。
And that is the second law.
那这个律呢，是对神还有生命还有感觉的人才有的。
And it's only for those who still have feeling toward God.
啊，那些已经死在罪恶过犯中的。他不见得有这个东西。
For those who are dead in their transgressions, they might not have this will.
所以有一次有一个牧师在劝一个年轻人啊，这个年轻人玩世不恭。
So one time a pastor was talking to this young man.
劝他从罪中悔改。
and he exhorts him to abandon sin.
那免得他被罪债压伤了。
So that he will not be hurt anymore by his load of sin.
这个年轻人就笑这个牧师，什么罪债？罪债多重啊？50磅、100磅、200磅。
So and that, but he made fun of what the pastor says. He says, "How heavy is this load of sin?" 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds.
为什么我从来都不觉得有什么罪担的问题
？How come I never felt this load of sin?
牧师说，你把500磅放在一个死人的身上，他绝不觉得是重担。
So the pastor says, if you put 500-pound load on a dead person, would the dead person feel anything?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面对神的要求已经死掉的话
，But if we're dead to the requirement of God,
我们对那些好的、美善的事情，我们已经失去了追求的心的话
，If we lost the desire to pursue good,
两种情形
，The two conditions,
一个是消极的死，你已经死在罪恶过犯中，很危险的事情。
One thing is that we are dead in our transgressions already; it's very dangerous.
另外一个呢
？On the other hand,
你是像保罗这么老练的。
Then you could be as spiritual as Paul.
已经知道怎么样 properly 适当的去处理你里面想要做好的这个心愿。
You already know how to properly manage the will to do good.
弟兄姊妹，我也承认我常常是犯第一个。
I have to admit that I'm often in this first category.
有的时候自己做错事了都不知道，有时候。
A lot of times I'm not even aware of the mistakes I make.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲到第二个心中为善的律。
So the second law is the law of mind.
听到祷告，听到读经很重要，我们就立下了读经的心愿。
We heard that it's very important to read the Bible, so we resolve to read the Bible.
听到别人跟我们做见证，早上晨更好舒服，我们就想早起。
We heard of morning devotion testimonies, so we resolve to rise early.
那我们就是常常有这些反应。
So we often have this reaction.
我们现在来看第三个律。
Now let's look at the third law.
第三个律叫做肢体中犯罪的律。
The third law is the law of sin at our in the members of our body.
这也是罗马书在第八章所说的那个这个罪的律。
And that is the law of sin.
第八章第一节他说脱离罪和死的律，这边是讲到罪的律。
So that's mentioned in Romans chapter.
那这个律也是在罗马书第七章告诉我们的。23节，我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律，就是我第二个律交战。
That's in 7:23, chapter 7.
所以我们每一次想要做好的时候，你就发现有一个恶跟我们同在，就是肢体中有一个犯罪的律，它也起来了。
So anytime we want to do good, we find that the evil is right there with me because there's another law of sin in our member of body.
那这个肢体中想犯罪的律啊
，this law of sin in the members of our body，
只要我们活在旧造里面，它就一定非常非常的 active， 非常的活动。
As long as we live in this old creation, old self, it will be very active。
那我想我们大部分人都是专家，也都有经验啊。我想我也不用多说。
Most of us are very experienced, so we do not have to mention
more. 我们骄傲的念头，我们嫉妒的念头，我们伤害人，反正各式各样的事情。
All kinds of thoughts of jealousy, thoughts of being hurting people and stuff like that.
因为这是旧造生命的本质。
Because that's the nature of our old self.
不需要 surprise.
We don't have to be surprised.
不需要说，哎呀，我怎么这么坏？
We don't have to be surprised at how bad I am.
哎呀，那个人怎么这么坏？
Or be surprised at how bad other people are.
一点不要惊讶。
Do not be surprised.
旧造生命的本质就是这样。
That is the nature of our old self.
所以有一次有一个白人他竞选这个参议员，到一个黑人区去发表演说。
One time a white person was running for the candidacy in Congress. So he went to a black neighborhood.
那他为了讨好他们，跟他们认同。
Because he wants to please these black men to be identified with him.
他说我这个人，我虽然皮肤是白的，可是我的心跟你们一样都是黑的。
He says, even though my skin is white, but my heart is just as like you, as black as yours.
讲完才发现讲错了。
And then he found out he said the wrong thing.
但是这是真的。
But that is true statement.
不管我们外面什么颜色。
Doesn't matter our skin color.
不管你头发多跟少。
Regardless how much hair you have.
我们的心在神的眼中，耶利米告诉我们， 人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Jeremiah says, our hearts are so bad and then beyond discernment.
你看这个坏啊，从小就有的。
And then the evil is with us even since our childhood.
我想在座当爸爸妈妈的都知道，那个小家伙这么小，没教他做坏，他就会做坏。
I'm sure all our parents will know that we never teach our kids to do bad things, but then they just know by themselves.
以前有一个小家伙在家里面。他就一直吵着要拿那个厨子上的花瓶下来玩。
One time, this little kid, he just wants to play with a vase.
那个是他爸爸的宝贝，平常不准他动的。
And then that's his father's treasure, and then it's locked in the closet.
所以家里面的那个保姆说不可以。
So the babysitter says no.
啊，那小孩发脾气，叫啊叫啊喊啊。
So the kid was very angry and threw a temper tantrum.
那吵得不得了，就是把他妈妈从房间里面吵出来。
So finally, the mother came out of the room.
后来斗不过他，只好上去把那个花瓶拿给他。
So the mother had to give him the vase.
那个孩子抱着花瓶以后，哎呦，哭起来了。
And then the kid was playing with the vase, and then he cried again.
他妈妈就问他说：“你为什么哭啊？我已经把花瓶给你了。
”So the mother says, "How come you're still crying? I already gave you the vase."
他说：“我不要这个。
”He said, "I don't want this one."
他说：“我想要一些我不能有的东西。
”I want something that I cannot own.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到人的本性。
And that is our human nature.
我可以要的，我不满足。
We are not satisfied with the ones that we can have.
我只是想要一些别人不准，不管是爸爸妈妈或是地上不准我要的东西。
I just want to own something that I cannot own.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是肢体中犯罪的律。
And that is the law of sin in our body.
一直都在我们里面。
It's always there.
生下来就在。
Ever since our birth.
生下来我们就是这个样子。
Ever since our birth, we are like that.
肢体中犯罪的律。
And that is the law of sin in our body.
那我们来看第四个律。
And then the fourth spiritual law.
第四个律叫做失败被掳的律。
And that is the law that we will fail and we will be captive.
在罗马书八章二节就叫做死的律。
And that is the law of death.
那这个律是什么呢？
What is that law?
就是在二十一节，罗马书七章二十一节讲的。
That's in Romans 7:21.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
在我肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
Verse 23, I see another law in the members of my body, raging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin.
所以二十一节这里所说的就是我们要讲的第四个律。
So verse 21 is our fourth law.
那第四个律呢是什么呢？
What is the fourth law?
就是每一次当我心中想要做好，我第二个律在这里发动的时候。
That every time I want to do good, and that is when the second law is at work.
就是圣经上说，当我想要为善的时候，便有恶与我同在的这个律。
So whenever I want to good, I find evil right there with me.
所以你什么时候想要做好，什么时候肢体中犯罪的律就发动。
So whenever we want to do good, and that's the time that the law of sin will start working.
它不仅仅马上发动，
not only that it works right away,
而且它一定胜过肢体中，不是心中想要做好的这个律。
And for sure it will win over.
所以结果就是失败。
So the result will be failure.
结果就是我们被掳了。
So that we become prisoners.
所以第四个律呢，你也可以把它讲成每战必败的律。
So you can also call the fourth law as the law of always being defeated.
所以第四个律有两个特点，我再重复一遍。
So there are two characters for this fourth law.
就是你第二个如果不动的话。
So if you do not trigger the second law.
那他平常还不太管你呢。
And then the third law would probably just leave you alone.
当你第二个律一动，就像圣经上说的，当你心中想要为善的时候，发现恶就跟你同在了。
But if you activate the second law, that is when you want to resolve to do good.And then the war starts.
第四个律的第一个特点。
So that's the first character of the fourth law.
那第二个特点呢？
The second character of the fourth law.
当他们征战之后呢，一定是肢体中犯罪的律得胜。
After the law, then it's always that the law of sin would win.
好，那为了大家能够复习一下，稍微有点复杂，但是很简单。我们把二十一节到二十三节再读一遍。
So let's review by reading verses 21 to 23.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律，和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。 所以底下24节就接着我们所说的那个痛苦的呼喊，我真是苦啊。Therefore,
verse 24 follows a cry, "What a wretched man I am!"
弟兄姊妹，我真的不知道大家有没有稍微比较明白一点。I
don't know if this is a little bit more clear.
所以罗马书7章把这四个律很清楚地摆在这里。So
Romans chapter 7 tells us clearly these four spiritual laws.
第一个叫做神的律，是圣洁、公义、良善的律法。So
first is God's law, which is holy, righteous, and good.
从来不妥协。
It never compromises.
第二个是我们心中想要做好、愿意为善的律。
Second is the law of our mind, which wants to do good.
当我们听见的那个律法的时候，我们里面就想发动，想要做好。
Whenever we hear about God's law, we respond by our resolution to do good.
但是呢，在我们肉体里面却藏着一个第三个，叫做肢体中犯罪的律。
But then in our members of our body, there's another law hidden. That's the law of sin.